This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you to our guest in today's podcast, Jen Kenny. We're going to be chatting a little bit about her Ironman nutrition strategy on today's podcast. And this edition of the show is brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. Finally, ultra endurance athletes have a choice, and that's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugar drinks, gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. And to make things super easy for you to try out, the Kona Edge has teamed up with S-Fuels to offer you a free shipping plus a money-back guarantee offer to prove that you can ditch those sugar fuels this Ironman season. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Or simply text the word S-Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222, and I'll send you the link straight back. You can also click on the link in your favorite podcast player as well, or in the show notes below this episode of the podcast. That URL, once again, is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. Go on, give it a try. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to lose. Go try out S-Fuels. The feedback that I've had from people who have tried it through the Kona Edge has been phenomenal. So that URL once again is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition as we head back to North Carolina now to catch up with returning guest. Jen Kenny joins us. Jen, thanks for taking the time to chat to us once again.
Absolutely, Brad. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Jen, we haven't spoken much about it. We've touched on it briefly, but nutrition in your sort of overall triathlon game plan, where does it fit? How highly do you rank it?
Really high, Brad. I think I rank it just as high as training in all three disciplines.
I'm taking you saying that you are very deliberate about what you put in your body and how you fuel.
That's correct. I am. And I spend a lot of time every workout focusing on that.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk day-to-day sort of stuff and just the general stuff before we dig into actual training and racing. What does day-to-day sort of nutrition look like for you?
I eat pretty healthy. It's kind of the way I've always been, even growing up. You know, we always had healthy meals, and so it is definitely something that I focus on. I'm not a vegetarian. I used to be a vegetarian for 15, 16 years, and actually recently in the past year, I started eating meat again, and it's been fantastic to get back into that. I feel like it's helped me even too. Just regular, healthy, everyday eating. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
That's interesting regarding eating meat again. Any specific reason why?
You know, I wanted to get back into it. I felt like it was going to help me maintain weight too. I mean, sometimes I would get to a spot where I needed to put some more weight back on with all the training, especially Ironman training. And I just felt like it was a necessity for my body. And so, you know, I was a vegetarian for many, many years, and it was more getting past the mental piece of that. And then once I did, bring on the bacon.
As far as sort of physically, has it changed the way you feel physically? Are you feeling better? Do you feel like you, I don't quite know how to articulate it, but do you feel you're in a better place physically by eating meat or not really? Is it six of one, half dozen of another?
I think, I don't know. I guess I do. I feel like mentally it makes me feel stronger. I feel like it's maybe helping me with iron and with nutrients that you really can't get from any other food. So yeah, I think the bacon is definitely making me stronger.
Bacon for the win. Tell me a little bit about your sort of training nutrition strategy. What do you typically focus on and why?
So nutrition focus for me is just as important as looking at power numbers or looking at pacing for running. So I focus on it with every workout. My prior coach was really big into nutrition, and I learned so much from that. Everything from pre and post weight, counting calories, counting potassium, counting sodium, all of the things that I would have to data track that every single time I had a workout that was over an hour. I feel like nutrition is something that's sometimes neglected, I think, in training. I don't think it's something that is, so important. You can be in the most fantastic shape, but if you don't have that nutrition piece nailed down, anything from an Olympic race to an Ironman can be a disaster. And so I focus a lot on the nutrition piece of the sport.
Let's touch on those disasters. Any nutrition sort of disasters that you've made and what you've learned from it?
I luckily am not nutritionally challenged when it comes to this. My gut seems to do pretty well with things. I did have one race. It was my second half Ironman. And this was when I was just coaching myself, reading books and things like that, where I think that I was pretty dehydrated when I finished. And I remember saying, I'm never doing that again. That was awful. Of course we learn from our failures and our hardships. And so I really started focusing on it, working with my coach on it, and it's been pretty smooth sailing. I know what I need per hour. I know how to recognize the signs when I start to get into that depletion. It's about preventing that and being preventative. Like I was saying, like it's about really focusing and being in tune with your body and knowing when you need something or what it is that your body needs.
Mm. From race sort of strategy approach, talk to me about your fueling strategy for an Ironman. What's the plan and how do you execute it?
Yeah, sure. So obviously it's, one of the things that I think that I learned is that you can't start a race in the negative or depleted. So I always bring something to be drinking and to be snacking on prior to the race, 15, 30 minutes before I'm going to get in the water. So I'm not starting in a deficit. And then as soon as I get on that bike, it's about executing what needs to happen next. I work with nutrition that's on course. And so that's what I train with. And that plan is what I do on a daily basis with my training I feel like training your body it's just as important to train your gut as it is to train your body. I use salt tabs. I use Gatorade Endurance. I use Red Bull. I love Red Bull. And so I kind of work with those three pieces. And of course, plain water. I work with those pieces and know when to take what and what my body's feeling. Putting those together, it can be tricky and it's a trial and error. But once you learn and once you continue to educate yourself and get to know your body, I feel like that it starts to become a little bit easier.
Do you feel you've got it dialed in or is it still a work in progress?
I mean, I think it's always a work in progress, but I do feel I've had some real success with the plan that I have now. And so I'm going to stick to it. So I feel like I've dialed it in and I feel like I'm in tune with how I feel and when I start to feel some symptoms as to what to do to remedy. I think that nutrition, it's a problem solving piece too. I think that you need to understand it and need to know what it is that your body needs in order to fix it. And so that's a constant work in progress, I guess, but it's a learning experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jen, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. And once again, look forward to following your progress 2018 and beyond.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Jen Kenny for that insight on today's podcast. I'm back again tomorrow with another edition, and it's a pretty cool story to share. Somebody who's been around the sport for a long, long time, raced as a professional, and is now racing as an age grouper after a long break from the sport. We'll touch base and let you know more about that tomorrow. Thank you very much to the sponsor of this edition of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To find out more, simply click on the link in your podcast player where you're listening to this right now, or you can do it in the show notes on thekonaedge.com, or simply just type this URL into your browser. It is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S, and it'll direct you straight to the page where you can try out S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.